turn all my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone because I want to be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this post-election day show, Wednesday, November 8th, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to mention this segment brought to you by Little Travis Disposal there in Harbor Springs. Hardworking guys that support the radio station, support the show. You're already paying for trash pickup, folks. Why not give the money to pick up your trash to a company that supports the radio station? These guys have been with us from the beginning. They've helped us keep the lights on, paid the bills. I would consider it a personal favor to me and to Miss Vicky if you would call them today and switch your trash pickup to Little Travis Disposal. Forget that fake lie that company from Canada tells you that you've signed a contract for your trash pickup. No, you did not. And if you did, it's not enforceable anyway. Cancel with that company from Canada and switch over to Little Travis Disposal today. Give them a call, 231-487-0780. Sheboygan, Indian River, Boyne City, Alanson, Petoskey. You need to call and switch over to Little Travis Disposal. And if you call and tell them where you're from, Onaway, Rogers City, well, they'll probably tell you they don't have a route, they don't have a truck and a driver going over there yet. Tell them to put you on the list. Tell them to create the Onaway list, the Rogers City's list, whatever the list is, and get on the list, because if they get enough people on the list, they'll send a truck and a driver over there and start picking up your guys' trash. These guys are patriots. And I got to tell you, if it wasn't for their support early on, we may not have had this radio station. That's how important a sponsor they are to this show, to this radio station. So again, give them a call, 231-487-0780, and switch today. And if you want me to text you a clickable, dialable link, just text me LTD, Little Travis Disposal. Text me LTD, and I'll text you back that number. You can just click on it, call them, and say, Trucker Randy sent me. I want you guys picking up my trash. Get rid of those green lid trash buckets you have. Send the Canadians home packing. Come get your bin. I'm done with you. Get these good American patriots, concerned citizens, picking up your trash today. Little national story that made me happy yesterday as well on election day. I'm so happy with the results of what happened yesterday. We have gridlock in Lansing, but at the federal level, the new Speaker of the House, allowed a resolution of censorship to be voted on by the United States House of Representatives. The final vote tally was 234 to 188 to censor the Muslim Palestinian, she calls herself, communist, Rashida Tlaib. Four Republicans voted against it, but 22 Democrats stood up and said, yes, the things that she has said against Israel cannot be said by a U.S. congressman. So she's been censored by the House, 234 to 188. 22 Democrats voted to censor fellow, she claims to be Democrat, even though I believe she's a full-blown communist socialist, Rashida Tlaib. We're going to have Katie Niss on in the next segment talking about the recall election. Now full steam ahead down in the 103rd. We'll be right back.
The WellConnect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a WellConnect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A WellConnect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Joining us on the line right now is a filed candidate, Katie Niss. She is running to be the state representative for the 103rd House District. Currently, the seat is being held by Bad Betsy Kofia, the communist socialist down in the 103rd right now. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Randy. It's good to talk to you again.
Yes, and we're excited. I was praying on this. I was talking about it. I was telling everybody that the two state representatives, Kevin Coleman, was going to get elected mayor of Westland, which he did. And Lori Stone, the Democrat state representative from Warren, Michigan, became the first woman mayor Democrat elected last night. Now in Lansing, 56 Democrats, 54 Republicans. That all changes. These people got elected mayor. They have to resign their state representative seats. Kevin Coleman is actually resigning on Thursday afternoon after the Board of Canvassers services Westland's election. And we got gridlock in Lansing.
Yeah, that's news that that we should capitalize on and get our people in those seats, and so we can take the House back. Because the reality is the Democrats have had these bills sitting on their shelves for the last 35 years, and they have been ramming this through this past year, and they've got lots more to push through if we let it happen.
Absolutely. And one of the ways we can do this is the special election that's going to take place in May requires now that they run special elections for those seats, the ones that Lori Stone held and Kevin Coleman. And until then, Katie, there's gridlock, 54-54. And I don't know if you know this, but a lot of people, I informed them this morning, with a gridlock situation, a tie, 54-54, if and when they open up the next legislative session, let's say in January, they decide to come back like normally and get gaveled in, well, a flip of a coin will determine who gets to be a speaker for the month starting in January. They flip a coin, and it could be either a Republican, probably Matt Hall or other state representatives wanting to be the speaker, or Joe Tate, the current Democrat. Well, they serve for 1 month to be the speaker. February, the other party gets to be the speaker. It flips back and forth until that May special election, replacing those two Democrats, possibly, like you say, could be Republicans. If those seats get flipped, well, guess what? The Republican then stays on as the speaker for the rest of the next legislative session. That also coincides with a recall election that if the signatures are collected against Betsy Cofia, you could end up running against her in that same May election.
Yeah, that would make May a very interesting month for all of us in the election cycle. And because usually we're always pushing for the primaries in August and a general in November. And so this would push everything up a little bit. But I think it's important as soon as we can flip that house and take that back, we can stop everything from happening. And so it's important to do that sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that can be done is people can volunteer to come down. I want to talk to you about the specifics of this recall effort. I was in Traverse City on Saturday morning. I had to go down and have a tire repaired at Costco. And driving down from Torch Lake, we're going down 31. We no sooner got to Williamsburg there at M72. I looked over there at the park, and there's these pink signs out there recalling Betsy. And you even had volunteers, or I should say people had set up there. This is not affiliated with the campaign for Katie Niss for state rep in any way, shape, or form. I want to make sure I'm clear on that point. Mm-hmm. But you had volunteers that were out there on a Saturday morning collecting signatures at the park right there on the bay.
Yeah, we did. And it was a good spot. People are driving by. We got some good signatures. And it's getting the word out, too, that as we're having those locations throughout Traverse City, and we'll be having one every Saturday morning for across the county in different locations and from 9 to 11, and we'll have volunteers. People can come and sign. They can also pick up a walk list and petitions and go gather signatures. So it's just a starting point for Saturdays. Those are good days to do that. And so, we had some good volunteers there, great people that were gathering those signatures and getting the word out, too, because as the word gets out, there's more excitement that gets generated from that. And we've had a lot of people since then that have signed up to volunteer and are getting petitions out and connecting with their friends and family. So it's fun to see that movement happening.
Now, you do have some supporters of the recall effort that have offered up a spare bedroom, a guest bedroom, or whatever, that if people from our listening area, from Sheboygan, perhaps Onaway, Boyne City, Petoskey. I even talked to Melanie Greenfield this morning. She was riding with Dr. Sherry O'Donnell on their tour up in the UP, and Melanie said that she's even going to bring some of her True North Patriots down. You have people that are willing to offer housing, a second bedroom, a guest bedroom on, let's say, Friday night, and even feed them, give them dinner, and then they can get out there Saturday morning. Even a few donors have donated gas cards for you guys.
Yes, correct. Yeah, there's a lot of people that want to help and not necessarily are able to get out and walk, and so they are offering things that they can offer, and so we have guest bedrooms, and we have, yeah, they said so they would feed them, and we have gift cards that have been donated for gas. And so, I mean, we have a lot of people that are supporting in many different ways, and that's also bringing people together, which is really great. And this recall doesn't just affect Traverse City, it affects the entire state. And that's what people are realizing up in Sheboygan and over in Alpena and from downstate, is that flipping this seat and taking back the House is just one seat that needs to have that happen to stop everything, and two seats to actually flip it to our majority. So they realize that what we're doing here in District 103 affects everyone. And so they see the importance of that, and they're bringing their troops, their volunteers, because we need a lot of people. It's you know, on paper, it looks super easy. In reality, it's always, you know, more difficult, because you just got to get the people that are willing to get out there and walk it and talk and gather those signatures. And there's a lot of different ways to do that. And so we need a lot of people doing all those different ways.
Now, one thing I did want to specifically ask you, because it's been proven to be very successful, have you printed up small business cards about the May election, about the recall, with the email address on there, recallbadbetsy@gmail.com, because you're knocking on doors of Republican voters. I want everybody to understand the walking lists are, in fact, known Republican voters that have voted in the last four, five, six election cycles, been identified as Republicans. So you're asking a Republican to sign a recall petition to recall the Democrat, Betsy Cofia. Are you guys then giving them a business card to stick with their driver's license so that when they go to vote in May at the special election, the recall election, they'll be able to pull out the card and remember your name and remember to vote for you on that May election?
Yeah, yep. We're giving them a couple of things. We have a little pink slip that is reminding them of Betsy's voting record and all of the bills that she has voted on, the things that she supports. And then it's, I have my business card for running for that seat that, yeah, I'm giving out to people. And in reality, the truth is the first step is getting the signatures to trigger the election. And,
right.
And so once that's got to be our focus. I don't want this, because it's not. The recall is not about me. It's not about my campaign. My campaign is not involved in this as far as leading it or organizing it. I believe in it. I believe in the people taking back their role in our communities and fighting for our state. I believe in we the people, and then that this is in place for a reason, for people to have their voice. And I believe in people taking action and going on the offense and gathering energy and momentum and excitement among themselves. And so that's what we're working on doing, and that is the main focus. And that's why I am helping with it, because I believe in that. I believe in we the people and our voice. And so I am passing out my business cards. But like I said, that's not the primary focus. The primary focus is getting signatures. So,
absolutely. That triggers the recall election itself. And then we go into the next months of getting the word out, getting information out, running some ads for you, doing some mailers, knocking on doors. This will all be a process, is basically what you're describing.
Yeah, then once we get the signatures and that part is done, then the campaign starts. And it will open up for the special election, Republican, Independent, so other people can run. There won't be a primary, but it'll be winner takes all in that situation on that special election. And you know, what I'm telling people and what's super important is that when we get to that step, it is so important that we only have one Republican, one Democrat on that ticket, so we don't split the votes, because we don't want to go through all of that process of getting that far in the signatures and then have bad actors step on the ballot that ends up splitting the vote and she keeps the seat. So it's important, the whole process from beginning to end is important. There's a strategy with it. But we have to start with getting the petitions filled, the signatures, getting people engaged and active. And there is a lot of excitement for that, for this. Like when we talk to people, we're getting actually Democrats that are voting signing the petitions. The nurses unions in Traverse City is not happy with Betsy Cofia either. So we're getting momentum on both sides of the aisle, because Betsy ran on a moderate Democrat campaign and she is voting very liberal left, and people are seeing that. They're not happy with that, especially with the gun laws that they're proposing with the red flag laws.
Yep.
Even both sides of the aisle, that's a nonpartisan issue. That's a constitutional violation. And when you have a lawmaker that makes an oath to uphold the Constitution, then turns around and votes to violate several of the articles of our Constitution, that is grounds for recall. And Democrats are even seeing that. Independents are seeing that. And most certainly Republicans are seeing that. And so they're happy for this effort and they're happy to support it.
Excellent. Well, I want people that are listening to take this email address down. I will text it to you. Just text me Betsy or Bad, either one, and I'll text you the email address, recallbadbetsy, B-E-T-S-Y, @gmail.com, recallbadbetsy@gmail.com. Text me Bad or Betsy. I'll text you the link. You can send an email, and that's basically all they need to do, Katie, to get involved, get in contact with the leaders of this recall election drive.
Yeah, and we actually do have a website. It's www.recallbetsy.com, and they can go to that website. The interesting thing, and I'm not going to get into conspiracy theories.
Real quick,
that we're having trouble. Every time we fix the issue on the website, it is fixed, and then it is unfixed. But you can go to that website. It's going to tell you it's not secure. It is secure. You just have to push through. But we do have a website for people to go to. The best way to contact it would be through the email. So
right. Now, is that recallbadbetsy.com or just recallbetsy.com?
Either. You could type in either.
Okay, yeah. Very good. But the email is the best.
Email is the best, yes.
All right. Thanks a lot, Katie. We'll stay in touch. Stay strong out there.
All right. Very good. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.